Right, so we're about to interview Zilla Jolie Duzon. Well, Jolie Duzon is the name of the brand, but also her last name, Hazel. And I just got a call, so she should be close by. Oh, there's a knock. Hello.
Hi.
come in.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing good.
Long time no see.
It's true.
We've been trying to make this happen for quite some time now.
Yes, and finally.
But look at the. Of course, it was going to be colorful. So we actually got a little bit of matching with the pink.
The pink,
I'm doing the
blue.
Colorful for the first time, and the blue.
Right.
Oh, awesome.
And it wasn't planned.
No.
It wasn't planned. So we are in alignment.
In alignment. Awesome. So we're here at Simpson Bay Resort and Marina, I think is the name.
Is the name, yeah.
And we were first looking to do some shots out here. But I think we're probably going to do a setup where it's a little bit more quieter, a little bit less wind.
Yeah.
So we have a bit more control on the audio.
Okay,
but I
okay.
mean, the folks at home, because this will be coming out in winter time. So for those at home that are looking forward to an amazing vacation, I mean, look at this option.
Hey, beautiful. Beautiful.
St. Martin with the cultural icon of 2025.
People, welcome to the Sunside Kingdom Show. Welcome to the Sunside Kingdom Show, the place where we highlight wonderful individuals hailing from the Dutch Caribbean islands, including Suriname. Individuals that have achieved immense things in their life, have gone through challenges that some of us haven't faced before, and definitely individuals that can teach us how to overcome those challenges and make your life the best possible life that you can live. Welcome. Today we have with us an amazing lady. Someone I've known for quite some time. If I say how long, then we might be giving away the age, and they say don't ask the ladies the age, but over 2 decades.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Going back to high school days, Miss Zilla Jolie Duzon.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So Zilla Jolie Duzon
mm-hmm.
is a... Oh, Hazel. Oh, sorry, husband. I'm forgetting the dash here. When they do that to me, I always wonder, like, hey, you're forgetting the husband's last name, right? Important. So big up to the Hazel family.
Mm-hmm.
A talented fashion designer, surface pattern artist, and muralist from St. Martin. As the founder of Jolie Duzon, her vibrant hand-painting designs celebrate the island's beauty and culture. Her work has been showcased internationally, including at New York's Fashion Week, and she was recently named the St. Martin Hospitality and Trade Association's Cultural Icon for 2025. We're excited to hear her story and her creative journey. Welcome, Zilla.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Sorry for the interruption, but please like, comment, and subscribe. It helps the channel out so much. So we can get this content out to more people that definitely need inspiration, motivation, and that mindset shift to elevate them to the best versions of themselves. Thank you.
So how are you feeling?
Feeling good. I mean, this has been a long overdue interview.
Long overdue, indeed.
conversation.
We've been trying to make this happen in Holland, been mm-hmm. trying to make it happen over here, But as they say, right, everything happens for a reason.
Yes.
And everything is on God's timing.
Exactly.
And being named the cultural icon of 2025 of St. Martin, mm-hmm. then what better place to do the interview but
exactly.
in St. Martin with an amazing view that mm-hmm. we have over here to showcase the beauty of the island.
Exactly.
With the colorful, beautiful designs. And... I'm not really a guy that wears colorful stuff,
mm-hmm.
but I had to represent for today.
And the thing is, we're in the spirit because we both have a little pink in there, some exactly. blue. So it worked out. Honestly, with no conversation, eh?
Honestly, that's the alignment.
Yeah.
Because I was in town yesterday, mm-hmm. and I was like, you know what? I think I want one of those colorful island shirts.
There you
go. Not even specifically thinking that I was going to wear it for the interview, mm-hmm. but something in me said to do that.
Yeah.
And now I was looking for like a more bluish pattern,
mm-hmm.
but they didn't have the one that I liked in my size.
Okay.
And then I tried this on, and I normally don't wear anything pink. But this just felt like yeah. it was the one.
Hey, it's a nice shirt.
And then today, boom, boom.
I popped in some pink, some blue. Yeah.
We're in alignment.
We are.
Nice. Welcome.
So as he said, everything in timing. And exactly. It's aligned. It's the right time.
Exactly. So it's been wonderful to see your journey from afar and sometimes close.
Mm-hmm.
We've known each other for quite some time, but I didn't know that you were so deep into the fashion world back then when mm-hmm. we knew each other from, let's say, the music days. But can you tell us what life has been like, let's say, in the last 2-3 years?
Okay. The last 2-3 years have been phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
Because it literally, the last 3 years, I have seen the hard work that I have put in for the previous 7 years, 10 yeah. years. Finally, I'm seeing the fruits. And the fruits and the how should I say, not just the fruits, but the manifestation. I'm seeing the manifestation of all of my hard work now coming to fruition and now seeing where it finds its place.
Mm.
And from 2023, my brand turned 10 years. I was like, Zilla, you're going to do something big this year. I want to do either a regional fashion show or an international fashion show.
Yeah.
Ah, we have to take a pause. What's that? American Airlines.
Is it carrying Jolie Duzon back to New York?
It should be. So
can persons on the island actually pick up the item somewhere?
Yes. So I have currently right now one location is stocked, mm-hmm. but I have 3 locations that sell my handmade bags.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully this year I can add in more pieces because okay. right now the brand is somewhat on a transitional, transitional journey.
Yeah.
Because I can't refer to the previous. but as we were talking about earlier,
yeah.
Jolie Duzon started out as a women's clothing brand.
Mm.
Now men want pieces from the brand.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
I thought these things are so colorful. Since 2023 when I yeah. launched at New York Fashion Week.
Mm-hmm.
So that was also one of the highlights, 2023. I had to go back and give the story. Yeah.
How did New York Fashion Week happen?
Yes, so I'm jumping all over the place.
Okay. You don't mind because the sun started to set coming.
Should
down.
I put on mine too?
Yeah, let's do all that. Right. Let's do that. Let's get fully in the island vibe.
Island vibe, island modus. All right.
Yeah, looking fresh.
So 2023, last 3 years. We're in 2025 now. The brand turned 10 years. And I said to myself, I want to do either a regional or international fashion show. In 2016, I went to the BVI and mm-hmm. attended the Summer Sizzle fashion show for the 10th anniversary of my brand in 2023. I want to do a regional or international fashion show. I emailed the organizer of Summer Sizzle in mm-hmm. the BVI. I told him my brand is making 10 years. I want to do a collection to launch and celebrate that. And of course, he was like, come on board. I needed to raise funding to be able to go. So I was able to do that. With that, I did like, I made these oversized tote bags with my logo on it.
Oh, nice.
And women could purchase it. And that helped me to raise the money to go. I also had a few small businesses that sponsored. And I was able to do that. The pictures from that show were amazing. Doing that show in the BVI, the designers that showcase are regional, local, and international.
Okay.
So international designers like Koto.
Koto?
What's her name? Koto. What's her last name? Koto. I'll get the name for you.
Yeah.
And then maybe you can pin it.
And then we'll pin it there.
I loved her. She was an African designer, but she won Project Runway in the U.S.
Oh, wow.
Koto Mumolu or something like that.
Okay. So,
and she was showcasing at that same show that I showcased in the BVI.
Oh, wow.
So that show was so amazing. And she herself and other amazing designers who have been in the industry for years were wowed by my collection. And I'm just like this newcomer on the block, you know, like for me, I'm a newcomer because they have been doing it for years. They have been doing it professionally and they are wowed by what I am doing. So that gave me also a boost and a self-confidence of, no, Zilla, you are
doing,
I am a fashion designer. I am doing it.
And I mean, but you've also been doing it for years.
Yes.
It's just that you've been doing it from, let's say, the small island context and not having, let's say, the industry here to get the validation from the industry.
Exactly.
But you have been doing it for years.
Exactly.
It's not that you showed up today and started doing this stuff.
Exactly. So from there, doing that show, when I came back to St. Martin, so that was in July 2023, I did the show. I was excited about it. I was able to do a mini photo shoot with a photographer from there and just amazing pictures, amazing island. Came back and I saw that New York Fashion Week was going to be happening in September.
Yeah.
And Fashion Bomb Daily is like a fashion, it's like a fashion page that really showcases Black designers and designers from the Caribbean region and so on. Really putting a highlight on those type of designers.
Oh,
and
nice.
They were looking for designers for their show.
Yeah.
So I was like, I want to do their show. Now this is, I came back beginning of August.
Yeah.
And this show was happening on the 9th of September.
Oh, wow.
So I had 4 weeks that the money had to be paid.
Yeah.
So people don't know this about me, but as much as you sometimes see me out there, I'm out there because of my work.
Yeah.
And I mostly like my work to speak for myself more than me be on a stage talking or in front of the camera speaking.
Yeah.
So I was just like, Zilla, if you want to do this, you got to step out in faith. So I posted a video letting people know that I have the opportunity to be a part of this fashion show, but I need to raise $10,000 to be able to do it.
Yeah.
Listen, the community came through.
Wow.
They came through. I made a campaign where if you donated $100, I would gift you either a bikini or a swimsuit or swimming pants with one of my prints.
Oh, nice.
Because I'm known for my prints.
So you kind of did a sort of crowdfunding.
Yes. Right?
Nice.
In my own way.
Yeah.
And I was able to raise the money, pay for the entire trip. I think like the last week, the tourism office came on board to sponsor the rest that I needed to cover the entire trip. So the community really came through and supported me to be able to have that opportunity. And I think a lot of people say that St. Martin people are not for each other. It is not that. That is not the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There may be instances that people may show that they're not for you or they're not backing you. But if you're doing something positive and it's promoting the island and the island will have a good name by the person doing whatever they're doing,
yeah,
they will back you. And I have experienced that firsthand.
Yeah.
You know? So I was able to raise the money. I went to New York. Of course, I'm frightened and I'm scared. I'm stepping out of my comfort zone. Me, this.
So this. What was it, your first time in New York or?
No. So okay. I've been to New York to shop for my fabrics.
Yeah.
But never.
Yeah.
You know.
In the yes, industry. Exactly. At a fashion show. Yeah.
So that was just an amazing experience. I went with my girl, Leia. It's a good friend of mine. And she helped me in the BVI. And then I was like, yeah, Leia.
I was doing a workshop here in July mm-hmm. when she said that she was going to the BVI yeah. with you guys. And yeah, in that moment too, I also felt proud. Like, all right, Zilla is really doing her thing. It's stepping up. Amazing to see.
Listen, I can't tell you, that year was just so amazing. Just everything I said in the beginning of the year, okay, mm-hmm. this is my 10-year anniversary. I'm going to be unstoppable. I'm going to get everything that I want to achieve. I'm going to achieve it. I'm going to go after it hard. And exactly what I said is exactly what happened.
So before when we, when the cameras were off, we were talking mm-hmm. about journaling. Mm-hmm. You mentioned about journaling, right? And how has journaling then played a role in manifesting these dreams for you?
So at a very young age, there was this verse in the Bible that says about writing your vision, making it clear, right? And that just stuck with me. So I was a reader when I was younger. So I'm very eloquent in writing, writing poems, writing songs. And I would always write about my life, what I'm experiencing, what I want to do, what I want to achieve. And I think I have about from teenage years to now, maybe about 10 books.
Oh, wow.
That I have just written. And sometimes in each of those books, I have written the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
Like what I want to be, what I want to achieve, where I want to live, what just different things like that. And I would actually encourage anybody to do that
yeah.
because it works. If you write it down, if you make the vision clear, if you put work and action effort mm-hmm. After the things that you want, you're going to achieve it eventually.
Yeah.
So.
And that eventually part is maybe the most important part for persons to really lock into, because it's not going to happen when you write it, right? And sometimes you might write it 100 times mm-hmm. before it happens. But having the faith that one day it will happen
exactly.
is what allows it to happen. And when it does happen, usually you'll look back in reflection and be like, wow, it had to happen this way.
Exactly.
It had to take this much time for it to happen in this way because this was the best way for it to happen.
Exactly. Truly believe that. And just even this past week, I was reflecting, looking back at illustration work that I did mm-hmm. in class at the Amsterdam Fashion Institute, and looking at how I was drawing, how I draw now, the designs I was drawing then, how it looked when I applied for the school, and how they looked while I was in school, and how they look now. And I was like, look at how I had a dream.
Yeah.
Look at what I have accomplished since then. And I was just like, thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Because it's because of you that I have this creativity, this talent. Because of you. So,
The creativity, the talent. Thank mm-hmm. you, God. Yeah. Oh. I guess that's he.
Yes, exactly. You remember, he's in everything.
He's in everything. Right?
So he shined a light on you like boom.
Amazing.
So
let's tap back maybe a bit into early childhood. So you mm-hmm. were born on St. Martin?
Born and raised on this beautiful island of St. Martin that I love so much. And my parents, I was raised by two parents, William and Prisca Duzon. They were caterers. So that that knack for business and wanting to do business and wanting to own my business, that started from home.
Yeah,
started from home. I saw how every July and every December, my dad would close up shop, take the family on a vacation, and he was able to do that because he had the freedom to do it because he was his own, he owned his own business.
Yeah.
So having, knowing and seeing and experiencing that, I wanted the same for myself.
Yeah.
And also realizing that when I go to work for people, I saw how much I help their business to grow.
Yeah.
And how much of an asset I was. So what I was like, so why don't I put that into myself?
Yeah.
Why don't I put it all in here, you know? Because then I don't have to deal with all of the extra laws, regulations, blah, blah, blah. Limited time for vacation. And, I have an event that I want to do abroad. Oh, I can't do it because I don't have extra vacation days. No.
Yeah.
So... yeah, so that and also it's five of us, two girls, two boys, but now, well, three girls, two boys, now two girls, two boys, because my sister passed away a few years ago.
Yeah,
and even that, I realized when my sister passed away and how much potential and ideas and so on that she had. She wanted to own her own bakery and all of these things. And people used to see me and they still see me going after my dreams and goals and not being sad. They didn't see me be sad because I thought to myself, Lord, you are showing me that our time here on earth is limited.
Yep.
Right? We need to stop saying, yeah, I'm going to do it one day. It now. You have the idea now.
Today.
Yeah, you have the ideas now. You have everything that you need at your fingertips. Do it now. What is stopping you?
Yeah.
We think that we have all of this time, but we are, I heard it the other day, we are on borrowed time.
Borrowed time.
Because we don't decide when we are going to go. So my sister actually passing away motivated me to manifest the ideas that were coming to me. Just manifest them immediately. Mm. Work at it immediately. It's a reason why you're getting it.
So that kind of became the part of the catalyst that you started to speed things up more and really give it a harder push.
Exactly.
Because like in 2016, 17, I think we saw each other. We met a few times. I remember my wife buying a couple pieces and really loving the designs. But definitely the growth since then, I could see that there was like an exponential curve moving up. So you actually took that pain and turned it into...
That's what I did.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
That's beautiful.
So, let me see what else from my younger life.
Yeah, so how did the fashion designer in you, where come was about? That born? Because before I knew you as a fashion designer, I knew you as a very good vocalist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So one of my other talents.
Those creative people, eh?
They're just full of all of these gifts. So, yes. So as a little girl, actually, let me start. It's in my family. Because
fashion design is also in the family.
Yes.
Okay.
So not in the way that I'm doing it, but my mother's mother, she owned her own sewing shop in St. Lucia. She actually had my mom and her sister and brother. Yeah. And... she left them with her grandmother to go and study to be a seamstress in England.
Oh, wow.
So, and then after a few years, she moved back to St. Lucia, started her own sewing shop with her sister. So it's in my family that we love fashion. We love creating clothes and stuff like that. And then I found out in my older years that my grandfather, he used to own an upholstery store. So he fixed furniture.
Yeah.
He sewed.
Yeah.
He made furniture covers and stuff like that. So I'm like, this is in my bloodline.
Yeah, it's in the blood.
So my love and appreciation for it, it was already there.
It's in the DNA.
Exactly. So around 5 or so, I was used to seeing magazines, these beautiful sparkly dresses or on TV. And then I asked my parents, who makes those beautiful clothes that those ladies have on? And then I think my mom said a fashion designer. So from the age of 5, I have been telling everybody, what do you want to be when you grow up? A fashion designer, right? And I would tell you, I was not really sewing or anything mm-hmm. like that, but I used to draw ladies, draw dresses. Just up until maybe like 2007.
Yep.
I had not made anything yet. Okay. It was really just my drawings. Me thinking, oh, yes, I want to one day make a dress like this and stuff. And then it's only afterwards I started to have pieces made from my illustrations that I created. So
amazing. Mm-hmm. So if we if you look over your career as a fashion designer specifically, who would you say were some of the key role models and mentors that you had that helped you along the way?
Hmm. So I had this, I'll tell you who my inspirations were qua fashion designers that are well known.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll also tell you local ladies that I saw growing up. And I said to myself, when I grow older, I want to be like them and have my own business.
Yeah.
So this is like Loretta. Mm-hmm. They had a lady named Loretta. They had a little boutique on Front Street, Maliona's.
I remember Maliona's.
Bianchi's.
Bianchi's.
So all three of these ladies used to have these trendy little boutiques.
Yeah.
Also Rachel, the hair technician.
Mm-hmm.
She does hair. She owned her own business, or she used to do hair, and everybody used to go by her because she used to cut hair so beautifully. So these are some of the women I used to look up to and be like, I love that they have their own business, that they're, you know, doing their own thing. And then internationally, then also my grandmother, I was like, my grandmother is a seamstress. She used to make our uniform skirts. She used to make these cute uniform.
So you guys didn't used to buy those?
Not all the time.
Okay.
So she would just make a set and we would buy a set. My parents would buy a set for us. So my sisters and I, we always had pieces that my grandmother would send that she made for us. And just how they were made were so exquisite, so beautifully, like you got it out of a store. I would consider myself also somewhat of a researcher.
Yeah.
Anything that I want to know about, learn or whatever, I would go and I would research, I would find books about it, read up on it. So what I did initially when I was studying fashion, people that I loved or brands that I loved was, I love Ralph Lauren.
Mm-hmm.
I loved Diane von Furstenberg.
Diane von Furstenberg.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think I know who that is.
And I loved the brand Pucci.
Pucci.
Yeah. So I loved...
Wait. Pucci is the one that Biggie used to wear?
Biggie.
Oh, no. That was Coogi.
Probably.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because Pucci is an Italian brand.
Oh, okay.
So for me, they were the first brand to use these bright, colorful prints.
Mm-hmm.
And it was accepted.
Yeah.
Because if you see most brands, they really... Back then, it really was like... solid colors or just two colors, but they are really a brand known for these prints, colorful, bright prints. And Ralph Lauren, I loved how luxurious and beautifully and elegant his design was. And then Diane von Furstenberg was also someone who came out then with these wrap dresses in all of her prints.
Yeah.
Prints that she created and stuff. So I was like, okay, I love this because even in school, I like art was always the highest. Hundreds I used to get in art school. In school, I got hundreds in art. Like my art was always something I was passionate about and very good at. And I used to paint a lot of bright, colorful paintings. I always said I want to use my artwork in my fashion design because I found it to be unique.
Yeah.
It's different.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know Ife Badajo.
Of course. Ife is actually our very first podcast episode.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. So Ife and I, we always talked about business and so on. And very early on, when I started out, she said, "Zilla, your prints is your brand."
Mm.
So I didn't fully understand it then, yeah, because to me, I was just using my artwork in my collections, but that has become the identity of my brand.
Yeah.
People would see my prints, see my art, and be like, "That's Jolie Duzon." Mm-hmm. One time. And now I see how a lot of people are saying that my prints, they look African. Mm. But then that would be that it's inside of us because, of course, our people were taken from there, brought to the islands. Mm-hmm. So it's my prints looking like African prints, but more in a Caribbean, bright, colorful colors. Yeah. It's in the DNA. It's
exactly
in me. So, yeah.
Awesome. Amazing. Because those different role models, inspiration, mentors, if you could kind of tap into what they really meant for you in the essence, were there moments where tapping into what they had to offer really took you out of a place of self-doubt, for instance?
For instance, the story of Ralph Lauren really did, because he never went to school for fashion.
Oh, okay.
He learned everything that he knows from his grandmother.
Oh, wow.
Seeing his grandmother sew and being there helping her. So
there was a parallel there as
well. Yeah. So I was like, how can somebody who had no connection with fashion become so iconic and is doing so well with his brand? And that was really inspirational for me. And I was like, it doesn't matter where I come from. I am able to create a brand and a meaningful brand and an impactful brand. And I just went for it.
Awesome.
So
looking back at a younger version. Actually, probably the version from when we first met, the 18-year-old version. What advice would you give your 18-year-old self with all the knowledge and experience that you have today?
Okay. The number one thing I would say to the young Zilla who was aspiring to be a fashion designer is that as a younger girl, I saw visions of myself doing fashion, talking on a stage. I saw myself and I was like, this is just dreams. But I would tell my younger self, no, Zilla, what you are seeing in your dreams is who you are eventually going to be.
Who you're meant to be.
Who you are meant to be.
Yeah.
And the things that you are passionate about, interested in at this young age is most probably the thing that you might be doing later on. And being confident and not caring what people's opinions of you.
Yeah.
What is most important is the opinion you have of yourself and how you believe in yourself to push yourself to be and do what you want to achieve in life, your goals, your dreams, your aspirations.
So how did you make that transition from not allowing the noise and the
helicopter
now? I think earlier we mentioned it, but this beautiful, wonderful view comes at a cost. Noise pollution.
So I believe the transition comes in your process. So in your process of becoming that person that you were meant to be, your circle or the people that you have around you does matter.
Yeah.
Because, yes, you have to believe in yourself,
mm-hmm.
but also hearing your circle encourage you and push you
mm-hmm.
helps you to believe more in yourself as well.
Yeah.
Right? So for me, having in the transition of me reaching there had to do with who I had around me.
So did you begin to edit your circle? Like certain people perhaps...
For sure. People who didn't see... people who doubted mm-hmm. what I was telling them I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I gotta shut down your voice.
Yeah.
Because I cannot have that type of doubt when I know deep down inside this is what I'm meant to be doing mm-hmm. or this is what I can achieve. Because
yeah.
I'm one of those like... And you know, they say sometimes you end up marrying someone who is not the opposite, but they, like my husband is a careful risk taker. I am a risk taker. I don't check nothing. I just go for it and we're going to see what happens.
Yeah.
So... thank God.
He's there to
bring the balance. Listen. The balance.
Yeah.
Because I am just like, no. I see myself there. I'm just going to go. And he's like, babe, but you didn't check this and that and that and that. So thank God I have him. Because uh-huh. he brings some clarity. Like, babe, okay, maybe you need to consider this and that. So having the right circle,
mm-hmm.
Having the right voices,
mm-hmm.
listening to the right voices. If you don't have it, you listen to podcasts or conversations or interviews of people who are where you want to be.
Yeah.
And that actually is what has helped me. Researching how other people have accomplished certain things,
yeah.
how they have gotten over some hurdles in their businesses.
Mm-hmm.
All of that, it helped me to do better in the areas I was struggling in or where I wanted to reach.
Yeah.
So you can definitely learn from others and in order to elevate yourself.
Awesome. So if we start to look into the crystal ball of the future,
mm-hmm.
are there any future plans that you could share with us?
The thing is, I have, this is something, and Clara Rea, she's mm-hmm. Head of the cultural department.
I would also say a cultural icon.
Cultural icon. She is, trust me. I was speaking to her in...
But a key word, I said also.
Yes, also. we were at the same Christmas party in December 2024.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to tell her different things that I want to do in 2025. And she said, stop.
Mm.
Because she had either read somewhere or listened to some type of survey or something that they did of when you say, prematurely say
mm-hmm.
something that you're working on, it does something to your momentum.
Yeah. So there's kind of two things.
Mm-hmm. You know something about it?
Yeah. That's why I also asked the question very mm-hmm. carefully. So I didn't ask it bluntly, like, okay, what are the future plans? I'm like, is there any future plans that you might be willing to share?
Mm-hmm.
Because I have a lot of future plans, but
yeah.
I'm not willing to share all of them. But ideas are the most fragile in their infant stage, just like the infancy of a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're also they're the most prone and more susceptible to negative energy. And a negative energy that can essentially kill those ideas. So when it's just an idea and it doesn't have enough meat and fat around it,
mm-hmm.
it would also be best not to share it. But if it's something that, let's say, has been in the works for the past mm-hmm. 2 years and it's basically close to completion, it's coming out,
it, like you're planning to launch it in the spring or in the summer or whatever, that's something different. So
yeah.
So that's something that you could kind of like tease and refer to. Mm-hmm. But if it's just purely ideas in their infancy stage, yeah, I would recommend not to share those.
Okay. So I have two major projects that I'm working on that I cannot yet speak on. But they are definitely, when something happens and then you have a trickle effect?
Yeah.
It's definitely a product or a fruit of what started to transpire in the year 2023.
Okay.
Right? And also the evolution of the brand where it's now going into men's, right? And which I didn't think it would.
Yeah.
But also going into interior. So.
Yeah, because I think, I'm not sure if it was on camera or off camera, but you did mention like with the murals, that the murals, you've also done murals in homes as well, right?
And in homes, salons, condos. And it's nothing that I thought I would be doing, but I love to do it.
Yeah.
Right? Even, not this week, but either early last week of the month or first week of February, I'll be doing a mural by the Seaview Hotel.
Oh, you know? Wow.
So it has really turned out to be a new revenue stream for me, you know? And I think for the next phase of Jolie Duzon or the next 10 years, I want to somewhat establish different revenue streams.
Yeah.
That connect to the brand, that have longevity, that will be there where my kids are able to benefit from it generationally. So that is somewhat what I am trying to do, because I also don't know how long I have on earth, but I have breath now. Yeah. I have health now. I have the tenacity, the energy, the inspiration now. So I'm doing what I can do now that will benefit them later.
Yeah.
So
awesome. Amazing. Well, Miss Zilla Jolie Duzon Hazel. I got all of them correct
now. Yes, you did.
Thank you very, very much for taking the time out and having this wonderful conversation with us today. And it's been a long time in the making.
Yes.
I hope the listeners at home had a very amazing time listening to this inspirational story. And I would say some of the key takeaways is having a positive mindset and not allowing outside noise to deter you from your path.
Exactly.
And edit your circle, folks. Edit your circle.
For sure.
Only subtract the negative and keep the positives, because only with the pluses, you're going to go up to 10.
Exactly. And thank you so much for having me. I realize that I love to have these conversations as well. As much as I like to be in the background, I realize sharing my story, as small as I may think it is having an impact. And the last years, I have been invited to schools to tell my story. And so many teachers are bringing students to me for me to inspire them because they want to go into fashion. And I feel I have a duty to really be successful at this fashion thing, to show the next generation that it is possible.
Yeah.
But internationally,
not
only here locally, in our little pool right here on the island, but no, you can go beyond our borders to make something of yourself, you know?
Because when we were growing up, even us having those dreams, we didn't have the examples that came from where we came from specifically that we could look up to and see that, no, it is possible.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Amazing. Well, keep that positivity flowing.
Thank you.
And we're going to keep
observing and watching the journey and supporting in any way we can.
Thank you.
So you, after this, you might have to let me see some exclusive pieces or something that I can be a nice husband and bring a gift back home.
Mm-hmm. For wifey.
Exactly. Thanks again. And let's go enjoy some of this view, man.
Oh, yes. Awesome.
So guys, thank you for tuning in. Like, subscribe, follow. You know the drill. Thanks again, and I'll see you in the next one. Bless.